Hi, Gloria Liebecker here at Healing You Sanctuary. Today has been a day of many different kinds of weather. It was brisk and cold this morning, and then it warmed up and the sun came out. It felt warm anyway with the sun out and the wind down. It was only about 52 degrees, but well, it felt warm to me. And then a little later in the afternoon, it just poured down rain for a while, and of course, that's when I'm going to go out and help out with the mucking. And so it's been a quiet in the storm here at the sanctuary, and I thought, what not better time than to just have a little conversation with you. The healing conversations here recently have been a little dismal, maybe, or maybe feeling helpless and hopeless. And you know, that's really tender territory. It's very tender territory for a person to be willing to be so vulnerable and to share their life with another person. All kinds of weather and airplanes. So I walk on down the fence place. Get to accompany others on their journey. It reminds me of my own journey. There's many similarities of felt experience. We don't really know at the time of a big T or little T trauma that it's a big T or little T trauma, unless we've learned about that. About the wind picking up. Might have to go take a little shelter myself to complete this so you can hear me. Here we go. We'll let them all out for a little bit, even though there's some rain. Yeah. He slipped. Yeah. We got some tussling going on. Big boys on the block. Everybody gets to have a little run around. So let's go ahead and step inside. The herd gets to go running, enjoying themselves in this fresh weather. I'll just come in here, into a stall. Yeah, see, the weather just changes so quick. Now here we've got a little shelter. So, where was I? Oh, so I wanted to just acknowledge that when you've been in some stormy weather and there's been a lot of shadows in your life and you feel all alone and really needing just a ray of hope, what could that look like? Oh, that ray of hope. And maybe it's remembering a gentle smile, one that really met the eyes of another person that you care for, person who cares for you. It could be just a glance in the eye of connection with another, to be seen right where you are. With acceptance and warmth. And when someone's in the midst of the pain of their journey, the memory of their journey, it could be redirecting the attention to maybe a favorite spot that you had as a child. Oh, maybe a place out in nature that you just love to lay in the grass and to feel the sun on your face. Maybe there's a gentle brook nearby. But to take your attention and to place it in a place of warmth that brings warmth up into your own heart, into your own body. And then breathe into that and feel your breath. because when life has its different storm patterns, and especially if you have big T or little T trauma in your past, it can just be a stimulus that's not very comfortable. So I want to encourage you, any of you, even if you don't know you've had a big T or little T trauma, I mean, it can look so different for so many of us. And so if there's ever been a time in your life where you felt alarmed and you were all alone and didn't have anyone to turn to, if just for a moment, that's one definition of what trauma is. It's that alarmed aloneness. So to be able to scoop that alarmed aloneness up in gentle arms and just hold it as close as it's willing to be held. Just breathe into being with that part of yourself, with that memory of yourself, or with that loved one that you are accompanying. And just send warm heart energy from yours to theirs. And if it's for yourself, just beam it out like a Care Bear and let it beam right back into your little one inside. And notice what that's like. Notice what happens in your breathing, in your body. Maybe your tummy relaxes or your shoulders drop down. Maybe your head feels like a weight just got lifted off of it. Notice any softening. And then thank yourself for taking the time to be really relational with yourself. And my girl just came in. Let's say hi. Here we go. There she is. So, reach out to me at healingyousanctuary.com.